Donal Looney has been on to us already this morning, and he asks, why is the time on the Cork to Dublin train 2 hours and 50 minutes? That's 20 minutes slower than the 1970s. Fionnuala has said, why is a single fare to Sligo the same as a return fare on Friday? It seems very mercenary. Well, Irish Rail fares are under the microscope today as the company's chief executive appears before the Oireachtas Transport Committee. We've previously covered this issue on The Breakfast Show, highlighting the disparity in fares for very similar journeys. Here's Fine Gael's transport spokesperson, Fergus O'Dowd, battling it out with Irish Rail's Barry Kenny.
I'm unhappy with your use of the words that you used there, as if I was sort of coming out of the blue with a hatchet at the Ireland Airline.
Let
me finish. You used up your goodwill as far as I'm concerned in this debate.
I've had
a number of meetings with Mr. Kenny. I was very happy and will continue to meet with him. But the reality is there's a big difference between the commuter fares and what you call, Barry, the intercity fares.
Well, Fine Gael transport spokesperson Fergus O'Dowd will be with us later on in the programme. But now we're joined by Mark Gleeson of Rail Users Ireland. And Mark, you will have heard our texters raising some issues this morning, but you've studied these fare disparities in detail. Let's talk about, firstly, the journey from Tipperary to Dublin and the problems that that throws up when you're buying tickets.
Yes, the situation is, if you live in Munster and can try to travel to Dublin, there's heavily discounted fares offered Monday through Thursday. However, if you're in Dublin and try to travel down to Munster, there are no discounts at any time. So in the case of Tipperary Town, it's €21.50 to return to Dublin, or €27 for a return if you want to come back the next day or over that next month. However, if you're in Dublin, you're charged £49.50 to Tipperary all the time. And in fact, if you try to book online from Tipperary Town to Dublin, you're charged £49.50 as well. So the only way to get the £21.50 is to actually pay on the day in Tipperary.
Have you asked on behalf of rail users why this is the case?
We've been told that these fares exist to promote travel from certain parts of the country into Dublin. But we can't understand that there are trains leaving Dublin empty in midweek and no discounts are offered for passengers to fill those seats.
So even though you might want to go from Dublin to Tipperary, you're being persuaded by the price structure to go from Tipperary to Dublin? All right. What about the different prices charged if you book one ticket as opposed to separate tickets, if you have sort of a multi-stop journey?
Yeah, this is an issue which we've only really become aware of in the last 6 months, is that if you're travelling on a journey, particularly one that involves travelling through Dublin, so I'll give an example, say Maynooth or Bray to Drogheda, the fare for that single is €19.50. But to get from Maynooth to Connolly Station in Dublin is only €3, and to get from Connolly Station to Drogheda is only €13.50. So it's €16.50 for the two tickets combined. But if you buy just one single ticket, it's €19.50. So there's a €3 disparity there.
You've also spotted issues with the website, the Éireann Éireann website. What's going on there and what problems do you have with it?
I think one of the key issues the passengers keep coming to us with is that they can't get good quality information about the fare system, that they can't get the terms and conditions. The discounts that I've mentioned in respect to Tipperary and the entire of Munster, they're not on the Irish Rail website. And indeed, if you ask the website for a fare quotation, it may, in the case of Tipperary Town, offer you what I believe to be the wrong fare. In some cases, particularly on the Sligo line, Rosslare, and indeed Drogheda and Dundalk, it won't quote you any fares whatsoever. And so the public don't have a way to find out what the fare is in advance. So they don't know if they're being charged the correct fare, and they don't know what the best fare option for them is. And to address this, on the railusers.ie website, we actually wrote our own fare calculator for certain routes to actually provide that information, which Irish Rail have been unable to provide to the public.
Mark, thank you for being with us this morning. More on this story a little bit later on. Irish Rail apologised for not being able to provide anyone for this interview, saying they've always endeavoured to respond, but they didn't want to preempt the issues which the joint Oireachtas committee members may wish to raise. On the subject of disparities in rail prices between places roughly the same distance apart, the company said that in the case of people travelling on commuter tickets, the fares were the same. In the case of return journeys, Irish Rail said it did discount fares on certain routes, and this was common practice internationally. If you want to tell us about your experience of buying tickets or of rail travel in general, 53106 is the text number you need to use. That'll cost you 30 cents. It's 13 minutes past 7. Let's